myself, I think I'll ask for a motion to approve both.
So move.
I'll second. Any corrections, changes, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Hey, Gary. Public comment on non-agenda items. Do we have anyone from the public?
Yes, absolutely. Travis Bridgman, I reside in Northampton at 713 Ogle Avenue, Northampton. And I just thought I'd kind of comment. Maybe it's a little bit dreamy and rejuvenating. I read this code. It's actually pretty exciting stuff. It goes beyond just the tourism and actually is the founding fathers' dreams. I think they've rewritten the disease, but it's actually founded in humanity and who we are. So it's also in the new tourism, the flashy stuff, but it's why we want to be here, why we want to enterprise here. So if we can pull up those motives, and they're in here. There's a lot of them in here. If you could take the bright and brilliance out of here, this would be an amazing thing to do. I would love to be resourceful, and if I could have a cracked packet, which you'd be surprised that it's a city code packet, maybe the flashy version. But you know how smart I'd be if the information was organized in a way to present it out to colleagues that have already gone through life. I mean, they're raised in the cities, some raised in the country. Some are still barricaded up on the outside there, but they come down. And, I see that the forestry movies, and they're curious. They're lots of curiosity. So I just thought I'd bring out that point of view.
Thank you. Commissioner, sure, I have a suggestion for you. The next item is comprehensive plan and land use development, followed by critical areas, but the staff planning to focus on critical areas. Is there an objection? I suggest we take that question.
No objection.
So, we need agenda item 5, comprehensive plan and critical areas element. Operation possible recommendation on technical areas. So, I'm going to have a public question to speak on this agenda.
Oh, that was so swift. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm driving and listening.
I did print the accepted version. I don't know if you guys are over versioned then, and you've looked at your one in the packet. That's fine. If you want to take that home to ponder it or look through the one that we emailed, but that's essentially all the changes accepted, and then some of the goals and policies moved around. So,
thank you, James.
Yeah, I know last meeting we went through page by page, you know, edits. Some of those were incorporated, some input gathered from the jurisdictions and legal. We haven't had a comprehensive legal review of it, but we're not adding a ton or taking away content. Refreshing, reviving it, and then if we get your buy-off on basically the content, then the next steps would be to reformat it, have hyperlinks. Megan's working on brainstorming ideas for that, just and the whole, every element in the comp plan like we've talked about would be revived, and you know, some pictures added, just a little more user-friendly and a little easier to follow and a little more interesting than just the black and white pages. So so I think our plan is to get buy-off on the content of all the chapters. You know, next would be land use, moving through them, and then we'd come back. It might be a while till you see it again, but we would highlight any, if there were little things that came up between now and then, like we something new came about or we realized, you know, we forgot something that we should add, you know, we would highlight those, but other than that,
are you
the content
specifically to critical areas or the entire?
Well, right now critical areas, but you know, the next element, and we continue down the line of the elements. I know Megan's been working on the transportation element, which we're not proposing any changes to, but just getting a consistent format throughout the whole comp plan. And having it on the website where it's more interactive, you know, pops out more user friendly. So, yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if it's helpful. I did some work on the introduction, and I didn't, I just want to give an overview. My changes were not necessarily to do a lot of changes to the actual text. My goal was maybe to have an introduction no more than two paragraphs that kind of kept the essence of the document and then allowed you to go quickly to the policies, gave you some context of the city and what the residents here feel are important, and so that was already in the document. You just kind of tried to make it into two paragraphs.
And you're referring to edits that you already suggested to me?
Yes. That are reflected in Mark's packet.
Yep.
I think that the staff is waiting for some information that I don't think is very important. Other than that, I want to see it, you know, as it has the goals moved up and just read it through, make sure we are on the right path for the way we're going to organize the rest of the chapters of this. Other than that, I'm struggling, you know, to gather some data that might or might not be relevant to critical areas. And while, for instance, in the paper there was an article about a large glacier that broke off and would cause somewhere between 6 and 12 feet of sea level rise. That doesn't impact North Bend, but it does impact some areas of our state. And what does the population shift inward mean if that was to occur? And do we at all need to address that in critical areas? Because it's not really our critical area, but we could be impacted by that event. So I'm not sure how exactly those things fit in that are kind of secondary in nature. But I didn't do any work towards that because I don't see that it fits. But
But for what's here right now, the edits to date. Alright, so what I asked for, so the version that came out of the packet, which is red on, I found it fairly hard to follow some of the changes because things are really wrong. So I asked staff to provide us with the changes accepted.
Monday or Tuesday?
I did a brief read through, but it's essentially the same document as if it were accepted. It's just the red line. So if you've got notes, you can put up the red line and start that. That's something to check.
Okay.
So, that's all right. Jay, did you?
You know, I went through it, and I'll tell you, considering you've identified all policies in 15 pages, given the breadth of what you had previously and what you could cover, I think you got it much more succinct. I really don't have anything from a policy perspective to comment on other than one. The one area that I would suggest consideration be given is aquifer protection, and there seems to be an emerging trend in urban areas of the struggles of balancing stormwater management with aquifer recharge areas. I do know in this region it's an issue that a number of municipalities have dealt with, and if nothing more than a policy statement to make sure that stormwater management practices don't jeopardize the critical aquifer recharge area. It's worth considering. I'll tell you that even staff members that are charged with balancing those issues in the direct region are conflicted as to how to do it. And the Department of Ecology is extremely liberal rather than conservative.
You were concerned specifically about stormwater impact on
the and specifically injection stormwater or infiltration stormwater rather than conveyance of it, storage and conveyance of it. Traditional stormwater management is land intensive, and the developing community has migrated to infiltration mm-hmm. systems. And ecology has been less than conservative, and they've actually jeopardized significant water resources in the region. Knowing a little bit I know about the water issues this community's had historically, mm-hmm. you know, it's a valuable resource. And
well, it's a very interesting perspective that you're sharing, since we've spent a lot of time going the direction of low impact development methods and direct infiltration. Mm-hmm. Very comfortable about the treatment of runoff. So it sounds like you've seen some things that may have caused some of that in question.
I haven't seen anything here. I do know that where I am, I'm coming off about an 8-year struggle between my employer and the municipality that jeopardized the significant water resource. So I can tell you that in the city of Redmond, your staff is struggling with how to balance stormwater management with water quality issues.
Yeah.
I think just as a matter of policy that our water supply should come before stormwater management. It's there first. Mm-hmm. And I know it's an issue, that it's one of the challenges of low impact development. But there's real examples in the region of struggles, and I do believe that Portland, which had been a leader in it, is abandoning many of their infiltration practices too.
Jim, what do you guys hear? You're in the thick of this.
I guess I haven't heard much of that yet. I mean, but yeah, that's definitely
I'd say that warrants some investigation.
Yeah, and it's definitely something to consider. And if we go as strong as saying, best management practices, which first and foremost, the water supply.
That's how broad you take that best practice
for what?
For infiltrating water, sure, or for handling stormwater, sure, but not necessarily best mm-hmm. practice.
Protection
sources. That's
in a way, like policy 2.1 goes to that because it's protect critical groundwater recharge and wellhead protection areas and develop planning and regulatory measures to ensure that groundwater resources are protected from potential pollution. If it's infiltration, it might be a source of pollution.
Yeah, I mean, from a broad policy perspective, speaks to this is kind of down the road.
I know there's been, the concern has been the long-term infiltration, low-impact systems. How will they function long-term? Will they fill up with sediment? Will they have to be redone?
Which all speaks to the stormwater handling, but not necessarily mm-hmm. what's, is it really getting the treatment level that's needed?
Yeah.
It's the
ground. And the location. Because if they're not properly located, by the time it's not functioning, we've already had an issue.
Yeah, and that's one thing. For projects, we've had the applicant go back and do specific soil testing at the specific location they're proposing their infiltration, because they would say, oh, well, the site's characterized this, but they tested over here and they're proposing infiltration over here, and it can be very different just on one site. So, that's
great one, Jay.
Yeah.
I have just a couple of things. since here. Then. I'm not going
to
speak to those. I saw some of them. Mm-hmm. When I did the black line version, like that. But on page 2, in the red line, let's see here. So about line 4.
The term, you know, was never defined, potential impact area.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. I get that. Mm-hmm. I guess here was kind of a question that brought it to me. To me, what it was describing, it was capitalized, which implies that there was a definition. That's why I'm with you on that. But to me, when it was kind of talking to the impact area, to me, that was referencing something naturally occurring and included downstream, for instance, not specifically, whereas the UGA is an artificial legal boundary, right? And I think particularly when we're talking about environment, critical areas, we're specifically saying our impact is not by a jurisdictional boundary. So I think maybe I look at that a little more. I'm not sure the UGA is the right reference. Impact wasn't. Perhaps it's something along those lines without caps.
Yeah.
Bottom of page 4 in the drainage basin, I got a little confused in the first part of this, just because there's a sentence there.
Yep. Yeah, those were new numbers that I got from King County GIS. So I don't think there's any big piece of information I'm waiting on. The two things were ESA, you know, mention of ESA, what's our obligation. We had 2 or 3 pages of language on that in the previous version. Some of it was outdated because it was a proposed rule, the proposed 4D rule. And then the other piece of information was the ESA. I'm forgetting. Let me find it. Oh, the groundwater work that the county's been doing. That might be a good source. I have a good contact now to ask about the stormwater management policies and infiltration, but. Just updating information on the groundwater group from King County. So I got a lot of good input from them, and so I don't think there's any big pieces that we're waiting on. It's just other areas we want to focus on, like you said, refining policies maybe here and there.
So I also noticed on page 6, there's an insert C.
Yeah, they're working on it. So, and their scope said they would have it done by the end of 2014. Haven't seen a draft or a, but that, I guess, we won't be done with this by the end of 2014, so we'll adjust if necessary. And maybe if there's good information in that, we can lean some of it into this.
What's the intent? I mean, you know, you're referencing this. So.
I think it's better to just reference the plan. If we have something adopted by then or a revision, we would just say, you know, refer to that plan. You know, I don't think we'd put a lot of detail in here because then if we do another update in 2 years on the wellhead plan.
Slanted that way,
sure.
That's where you're going to
Yeah, the city, the city, or the city continuously updates, or not continuously, but yeah, periodically, yeah. Well, I guess for one, it's talking about King County approving residential development. I can't say if that's true or not, you know, that they've caused, that they've permitted homes where the river could threaten the residences that are there. The city hasn't done that. You know, there's always the, well, this could happen. I mean, it is a channel migration zone if that was the case. But this, it just seemed, the sentence seemed unclear and kind of, you know, is that true? I mean, or what's the benefit of having that in there?
This has almost where my head was going, is that suddenly throughout the city, we've got
over floodplains,
floodplains throughout the city, right? So, how do those two play together?
Yeah, maybe that was the intent, but it would, you know, it should say have approved zoning for residential development in accordance with the maps. In areas, that would be a true statement, have approved zoning for. And again, then there's regulations on top of that that go to protect those homes that would be, you know, we don't allow them in the inside buffer, you know, that sort of thing. But
it almost feels like the reference really should be about development regulations more than some.
Yeah.
Some can say anything you want, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to actually realize it if you've got a flood zone which is controlled by different pieces of legislation.
And again, that's more of a code thing versus a comp plan. You know, the details of development regulations are in the code, so.
Right. Well, that's maybe what I'm suggesting. So maybe if there's a reference here at all, it's referring to
the code.
That's controlled. Jim, based on what you're saying,
well, I guess, I mean, a couple things. We can be a bit flexible. We have time. We, you know, we have at least another year that we're going to be working on the comp plan. I think we'd like to take off pieces of it so that, you know, it's a big project and we're moving along. And so,
well, let me ask you more specifically, is the bill to pass this chapter, take it through council, get council's adoption, and put it on a sideboard, or is it just
I think that we're going to stack them up and bring them all together at once, I think. Is that what you
understood? Well, originally we were going to take them to council piece by piece, and then come back, package it together, and present that, and then have that.
So you think we're...
But it might be changing.
I don't think you can adopt it twice.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like.
Okay.
So maybe the goal is more briefing.
You know, before Jenna left, she did say, are we going to have talk about critical areas at council committee? And I said, well, no, it will just have been at PC. So I think because it's so large and there's a lot of information that it'd be better to take it through council element by element. And then what we're coming back with once we format it is just going to be the look and feel. It's not going to be a lot of content. So, I mean, if you guys are feeling like you just need more time to sit with this and look at it, that's fine. I guess we could get a consensus that, you know, the content's there, it's close.
But I'd love to see a little more progression as this stuff's about. Could it be an actual analysis of the mushroom? Exactly. You know, that's what it is. Just for sure. I was looking for the fact that it was supposed to be a place on the local base for the period of action. So the what you alluded to, so the direction that we were taking at the start of the year was kind of each chapter of the individual. We went through a novel and make a recommendation to council. Steps thinking about that process a little more holistically, which may in some ways benefit, because I think sometimes when we are looking at pieces, we lose the relationship among them. It's such a large document, it's pretty unwieldy at the same time. I guess in reference specifically here to this critical area zone, which is common comment that I made. I personally am never comfortable to make a recommendation until we've got a final document that I believe not only is substantively what we want, but is also grammatically, technically. So I don't choose to want to make the recommendation. I think there's still work to be done. Mm-hmm. And that's where, from Jamie's saying, not hearing anything too substantive here. We came up with 2-3 items that need to be sort of fact checked, so it sounds to me like this will be coming back to us again at a later time after we've written this report. Mm-hmm. And if that time comes back, then I expect to be seeing it next year.
They will get cross location of that. So 2 hours, right? The steps go to the entrance, even if I get a wall in. But they might say, why? And my impression was you weren't talking about this stuff.
Land use. Mm-hmm. Specifically, that, yeah, so that's where, and I know this is very difficult, starting.
Yeah. So kind of how long it is until I catch us and talk later.
Let's take a step back, which Jay is probably very good for you as well. So, the effort to kind of take the land use element of that chapter and share it amongst commissioners working with particular staff on it is something we've not done before, but all very new. And it's an approach that staff will really benefit our ability to get through the material and dig to the elements. So that's why I made the long agreement. That is not really generally the subjects usually take them as a whole. Staff makes recommended changes, we review that, and changes come as direction. So, we can still go in that direction. I guess the most important thing is it's not saying that we shouldn't be looking at the same group as element for the purpose of and I am making a little bit of a leap of faith, but that's from the discussion and emails I've sent.
Yeah, and I think at the last meeting we handed out this, and we emailed it to the sign-up sheet, which kind of divided up the land use element. into your sections and your policies. So
that's
the focus, yeah. But
so it's at that meeting, though, we're supposed to come and we can comment about what we would like changed or not changed.
Yeah, and our, you know.
Well, we're a good educator, so for instance, Mike's reached out to me. So I'm starting with what's the goal? And actually, which is kind of Mike's topic. So I don't know if it's that helpful.
It helps. I just try to say that I can put all of my success on hold until it's closer to the city. And I have an idea of it. So.
And I guess the only other clarification I would add as far as the project as a whole is that we had our work plan, our public participation, and our draft schedule, which outlined, you know, here the meetings in February, we're going to do this, March this, July this, September this. So we kind of had an outline of the path and the timeline, and that's what's driving.
Speaking of,
you know,
so what's been provided to the members to understand kind of the role and particularly that work plan? Because that's why you're lost, because you know concepts and what
they do. I'm going to be. I have an admission. I'm a squeaky wheel at times. And with my experience with both staffing boards and commissions, and being onboarding is the most important thing. If you want people up to speed, you put your time investment in, you put away on. And I'm totally detached from what you're doing. And so if there is a calendar, that would be extremely beneficial. That would be like one of the first things. Where are we going? So that we know what to expect, and it helps us understand where our emphasis should be. So whether it be what the work plan is for the year, if there's a major project, where we are, key documents we should have so that we don't have to find them by osmosis, just help us. And if you have any more plan commission members that we haven't appointed this year, one more, you're going to need it for another one. So good thought to structure on onboarding will make your job a lot easier at the end of the day. It's going to give you better people to work with.
It's been a while since we've had some new members, so that always is a tripping point, which we absolutely realize.
And we can that we'll muddle through this as newbies. If we have a scratch in our heads and maybe not contributing as much as we
But essentially, the answer is that you're talking to them. Absolutely. You can sit down and staff and you know, but a general overview of what is this job. Now that I accept it, what is it?
What do you want?
And particularly when it comes to the differences between both regulations versus plan versus X, Y, and Z.
And the workload's good. You guys had the heck scared out of me when I saw the land use section. I've seen run-on sentences. That was a run-on chapter. And so the redline version is refreshing because it's going to be a lot easier to read.
Okay, that divergence collapsed. Is there anything more on this chapter that we've already just been discussing?
I guess we'll have to talk about where things are at with the land use. So it could be the next meeting, or if we're filled up on land use, we can do it the following. So I guess at this point, I'd probably hold on. I can look into the things we talked about, and otherwise hold on any more. And it's just, like I said, let you guys sit with it, ponder it.
I mean, there's certainly a good reason to push forward and get those answers while they're fresh.
Yeah.
That's what Dick's speaking to. If we get into that piece to that holding spot and say, okay, we're all satisfied now with the document. In the meantime, we decide how we want us to really proceed on the whole.
Yep.
Thoroughly for this, but I didn't realize you had two records to get together. Maybe it'll help if you separate those things. I didn't even look for it, because I thought it was all attached to the records.
I kind of thought the critical areas was first done.
We were
going to defer to the senior members.
Yep. So I didn't do anything.
Yeah, and keep an eye out for these blue, bright blue sheets. We try to put those in to separate the sections.
So there we are. Okay. Let's move on. So, Jamie, you have mentioned on the agenda, just as a general overview.
Yeah, so we wanted to provide it to you so you have time to look at it before the meeting. And then what was decided before was, it's such a large chapter, so much to it, that you really go nuts trying to review.
Oh, thanks. So, now I know why I feel this way.
So we divide it up and focus in, you know, you're going to be the expert and the champion of that section, and then help with the edits and help educate the rest of the Planning Commission on it. Maybe when it gets in a cleaner version, as it evolves, then it'd be a good time to look through it comprehensively. I know it can be hard to...
So here's and I prefaced it earlier, something I hope that all of you guys have a chance to read that. So where I'm getting stuck with that, though, is that if we all go running off and meeting and start making edits to a piece like this without a pretty strong spinning more than was intended by the champion. And that's what's worrying me. And I guess, which was where the question took, which was, we spent a fair amount of time last year looking at a variety of docket items in each office. And each one of those conversations generally ended with recommendation, well, we're opening up the entire chapter next year. We really should just delay it next year. This next year, this is the chapter. And so I realized last year that that's every time I start reading, that's the first place my head goes. Is I don't know what exactly would be my goal. If I'm not first asking the question of how is this document serving the city? So that's what I'm
I think we talked, we had some good points in our last meeting before when we first talked about critical areas on it, just in general, you know, that, and maybe Dick brought it up as well, you know, the factual stuff or the history stuff is good. You know, fix the factual stuff if it's out of date or it's not true anymore. And so I think that's kind of high points, is cleaning up old data. The land use has a whole chapter of tables that are outdated. Obviously, that needs to be done.
But what I'm asking you, it's not just that through time, the number in that table changed. Is the larger question is, do we have the right mix? So if it's is the amount of commercial space, is it right? Is it still serving our needs? Is the amount of
to a certain concern. So that's what I'm so that's why I'm conversation there.
Yeah, and I guess we saw it maybe as the first step is focusing in on that, getting through that first cut, getting some more constructive feedback, and then we're still going to be doing that, I think, going through the whole chapter comprehensively. But it was a way to get us started without being overwhelmed.
So I need some help maybe just to clarify, because I had a process in mind when I got this document and instructions to work on my section. It was referencing a couple of points. One was the city vision being a rural city. The second was Mike McCarty's statement saying that based on the growth targets, we can meet it all with low density residential. Mm-hmm. So that said, the discussion I feel is going to be around what kind of city we want to have and the mix we want to have within our city, which is going to make it an economically stable city, as well as meet the needs of the citizens and the tourism. That's to me where I want to have a discussion, not necessarily do we have enough multifamily if we don't need to have it.
Well, so I think you're saying, perhaps clearly, the same thing that I've alluded to have the most economically viable city for our residents and makes some businesses and such. That is the way. That should be leading some. So as you said, the mere fact that from on high we know that we can actually meet some growth target by making us all low density residential, that fits the rest of the city's vision.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I understand that the Growth Management Act is about it. I don't think they quite recently have a control of the state, but certainly it's not a choice. So that kind of saves that.
One of the things coming back, I think there's more maybe layers should take. So I'm not really from the very broadest brush stroke.
Instead of building 200 single-family homes, we could build 4 multi-family units and preserve the settlement around.
Mm-hmm.
We provided the housing we need, but we didn't use it to sprawl within a corporate single section.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the choices in which I think we're making. Yeah.
So to the specifics that I'm saying is what makes for a staff's idea. I'm still just, I don't know, maybe I'm alone in this. That's why I'm asking the question, but I'm fond as to how I would
submitted something before I feel comfortable with that large information. Mm-hmm. Because my edits are intended to be getting me towards that broader vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't know how I would ever go if I don't know what the goal is supposed to be.
I hear your concern, and I'm not that familiar with the document, but what really overwhelmed me was when I got to page 29 within the growth targets and building plan mm-hmm. section, and maybe that's where we need the most work in guidance and collective discussion.
Mm-hmm.
That said, maybe it starts there, maybe go to the other end.
Talk to Mark and he'll sign his report and I'll see the rest of it. Like, we're looking at several months, mm-hmm. so we need to actually get that.
So this document being read, was given as a bunch of chapters, but I can't read the first and the second, I just have to put it on the
No, they're individual subjects. So there's the housing on it, focuses on housing. So yeah, this can be read independently.
So you want to check the houses to see how it is.
Which is generally what the work is on the several level transportation last year. One of the things that's coming up is how it only impacts the work.
Mm-hmm. So, it needs to be internally consistent.
Right. And there are things both substantively as well as format. I guess from my perspective, and it's the only thing that came to my head, but it's unfair to move on to the end of it. This particular chapter, land use, to me, reaches across everything. Mm-hmm. It sets the stage for the entire document, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to edit.
I think I'm on the right track, so I agree with what you're saying, and I'm thinking of maybe, you know, what can we do to try and meet the goal to review it, but then we're going to have a gap in a core part of this information that I think would be helpful in order to make decisions about the growth of the city and how it is laid out.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a hard question.
The missing piece.
Yeah. That's the suggestion. Commission is that people that would take on a more challenging element of this challenge should help still be on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We're going to be able to get into a discussion about doing this. So mm-hmm. We can drill down how is this going to get them back to the site.
Staff meeting, I'm not saying that will affect any government or health,
have something on this. I don't know. This is an issue. I may not have seen what you said.
Okay. So we have two new members who haven't been receiving information. Those people are like that.
They're trying. It's just
no, you have one member who wasn't able to set it up.
Well, there are some tricks to it, if I remember right. I remember that well, first off, it's a system
change. Yeah, I'm doing all that.
Yeah.
Well,
now
you
know it's just
I think you're both ready to go, as far as I understood. But, yeah, if you're having...
You have to know.
Then we'll back and forth and still have results.
And I remember that was the problem as well. And created the same thing. Glitches. Okay.
You know, my.
So would you please make sure that these two gentlemen are both good?
I am anxious not to use my personal. Yeah, that I know, but I'm not anxious not to use my personal email for communication. So, I guess the plans I've been involved in, you start with concepts and policies and talk about whether they're the right ones, whether they work, whether they're realistic. And it almost felt like we were delving directly into wordsmithing, which after looking at your redraft, you did a good job of wordsmithing to help us with policy perspective, and that you guys are towards, and try and capture the essence of what I feel is important.
I love the office.
No, I would say that in that very much was the way that I functioned. Again, as I said, this was a little bit of a step away.
I have no problem with meeting and trying to focus on sections. It just seems like. I don't know if you had the policy discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm specifically saying.
Would that be we have our meetings and have some of the details and the text in bulk, but what if we came back with just the policies, the goals and policies of the chapter, and had kind of that discussion, separated out from all the fluff, the extra history, and then this, that. We don't have the land use data yet. We'll talk with Jenna about that. And is that going to hold up this chapter?
So along those lines, I would say here is what this land use data means and what it will mean when we do get how it looks in the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And here's that history section. Here's where this chapter comes from. What's kind of the brief history of the zoning changes? How did we get to what we're
doing?
I remember, I don't remember years ago, but I remember when something that low density region was a 4-6. I don't remember when it changed before. I'm not complaining that it slipped by me, I can't remember what year that So along those lines, what was it? Why wasn't that comprising of this map? And give us that context, which then leads to the goals discussion. So from this broad base, then here are the goals that came up. And it is those goals that then speak to the specifics. That's the way my head works.
I believe, because I came on when the 2004 update was going on, and I think that comp plan changed the LDR zone. And if I recall, I think the reason was because the GMA had come out with what they called at the time the bright line. Now they don't use that term so much anymore to say kind of that's the minimum threshold to meet. Of course, we lowered it. More density down when there was really potential for development at that time. It wasn't that good. So.
Your thoughts, anything else on this topic?
I think it would be helpful if we could have just some overall discussion of the chapter absent the data. But maybe we just plan to do that following our meetings. Maybe we all can have the chance to not only say, you know, something about our sections, but also offer comment or changes to others that we have thought of as important. Is that true? Or we just make that point if we read it and we have suggestions for those that the staff member just accept them so that we can make that point.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I have a large section with Brendan either to overlay. If anything, I'd add a little bit to that section to include some of the overlays, but I don't know who got hit the hardest.
It's an experiment. I was willing to go along with. We'll see how you guys feel about it when we come back in 2 weeks if this is really going to work.
And again, you know, focus your, if you want to focus your review on the policies in your sections, you know, you can plan to come back with that.
Yeah, and particularly, you know, the idea that a particular team, so to speak, is going to come in and champion a particular section, I think that's fine. Let another planning commission has their own red lines so that if they don't hear something, in that they're already prepped to be able to say, what did you think about it? It would be pretty tough if you haven't already looked at it. So it goes back to them too. No matter how you slice it, you need to look at it. I don't know why you guys told us that. It's in the chapter 11. Okay.
My mind got going after I started looking at all the data and the ways to slice my stuff.
Next item on the agenda is adjournment. So is there anything else before we adjourn?
Good of the order. Do we know if the next planning commissioner is up for appointment or when it's going to be?
They have advertised the need to fill.
It's been advertised. Mm-hmm. I understand that there was an application.
And there was talk about, should we, since it hasn't been that long since we advertised, should we take, you know, some of the applicants back from before?
So the answer is we don't.
Yeah.
There's not a.
May I suggest to the chair that it might be appropriate once we have a planning commission appointed to a new chair?
That's definitely. I was anticipating getting that way at this meeting.
That doesn't mean you're getting out.
Well, do it on. Okay, anything else?
I do have an edit. It's just a tonnage.
Let's see. Now you're going to test me on my Robert Schmoes of Boulder claim to bring up the...
Somebody who voted in favor must vote to reconsider.
I will allow to just have the minutes edited that would say Scribner's error.
So what's the error issue?
It would be the April 24th, 2014 meeting, item number 4. The public hearing closed at 7:23, not